During a speaking engagement at an all-girls school in North London, former First Lady Michelle Obama said she suffers from imposter syndrome, a term used to describe feelings of self-doubt and insecurity. According to the BBC, when she was asked how it felt to be seen as a symbol of hope, she told the room of 300 students, "I still have a little bit of imposter syndrome." What I just read came from an article at CBS News called "What is Imposter Syndrome? Michelle Obama Says She Has It and It Doesn't Go Away." And it was published on December 5th, 2018, written by Ashley Welch. And it addresses what I wanted to talk about today, which is, you know, feeling like an imposter, like a phony, being filled with self-doubt, feeling as if you don't belong in a room full of greatness because you're not great. I think every high-functioning creative feels this way, writers, artists, sculptors, dancers, musicians, what have you. And largely because, you know, we all have, as Ira Glass points out, taste. You know, we know what great work looks like and what it feels like, and we feel like, you know, we're not a part of that company. The things that we're making somehow don't measure up. And in some cases, you know, when you're earlier in your tenure as a creative, it may not. But imposter syndrome is something that hits people earlier in their careers, in the middle of their careers, later in their careers in some cases. And it can be crippling and it can paralyze you. And, you know, you second guess and you walk in a room full of great creative artists and writers and et cetera, and want to back right out of that room as if, you know, you were never there, because, again, you feel as if you don't belong. And we all, you know, get hit with that. When I was a kid, I went to art school, went to the Art Institute of Atlanta, ended up dropping out, learning how to play keyboard and piano, and became a musician and a recording engineer, and started working in a recording studio. And I had imposter syndrome for much of the time that I was working as a young engineer. You know, I hadn't been playing and writing very long. I didn't have any confidence in my skills. And this particular studio was a 16-track studio owned by my good friend Albert. Some of the greatest players and singers and guitar players and keyboard players and piano players and arrangers in the city of Atlanta, you know, would come in there. And here I am, this, you know, this punk snot-nosed kid behind the mixing board, pushing faders. And in many cases, faking my way through, you know, these sessions with these great musicians. And it was an amazing experience to be able to be with them and to learn from them and watch them and to absorb from them. But I never really wanted to play any of my songs for them or any of the things that I was working on, because I never felt like they measured up. And one of the ways that I kind of got over feeling that way was, you know, for whatever amount of talent or ability or whatever I had gained in my time, you know, that thimble full of whatever it was, you know, I had to remind myself that I had earned that, you know, with each bad song, with each bad mix, with each bad decision. You know, I built upon that and started to make better decisions, and my ear got better and my playing got better. So again, for whatever I was able to acquire during that time as a young songwriter and as a young player and as a young recording engineer, you know, I had earned that, and I had to keep reminding myself, that was something that I could hold on to and couldn't be taken away from me. And it helped. Didn't help all the way, but it did help. Okay, back to Michelle Obama. "It doesn't go away, that feeling that you shouldn't take me that seriously," she said. "What do I know? I share that with you because we all have doubts in our abilities, about our power and what that power is." In her new memoir, Becoming, she writes about growing up haunted by self-doubt, and she spoke about it in a recent interview with CBS This Morning as well. Now, here's something interesting that I didn't know. The article says the term imposter or imposter syndrome or the imposter phenomenon was first coined by psychologists Pauline Rose Clance and Suzanne Innes in a 1978 paper. At the time, they believed it almost exclusively experienced by women. Now, that's interesting to me because I know men, women, boys, girls, and everybody in between who feel like phonies and feel like, you know, they don't belong and they feel insecure about, you know, what it is that they're attempting to do with their lives. You know, you don't have to be a creative to feel like an imposter. You can feel like that in business, probably as an athlete, you know, in the military and in any walk of life, even as a parent. I'll say this much. I very much felt like an imposter when I first became a parent. I remember being at the hospital thinking, okay, you are a complete doofus. Who allowed you to procreate and make a child? And second of all, who put you in charge of raising that child and making that child and helping that child and rearing that child into becoming an adult and giving them what they needed? I mean, it was just, I felt totally inept and totally out of it. I remember leaving the hospital with my wife and our baby, you know, our 2-day-old baby, and thinking, you know, the baby police were going to jump out from behind a, you know, a corner and say, hey, whoa, 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 who let this motherfucker become a parent? But, you know, I made a lot of mistakes. My wife made a lot of mistakes, and we learned, and my daughter ended up picking up all the things that, you know, that a baby picks up, you know, walking and talking and potty training and then school and math and, you know, all the stuff that I worried about and still worry about, you know, she ended up picking them up just fine. And to this day, I still feel like an imposter. You know, my father and the generation before me and the generation before him, it seemed like they had all the answers. Clearly they didn't, but I mean, it always seemed like they knew shit. They know how to fix things and cook, and they know about the world. And, you know, I know about comics and art and music and pop culture and, you know, quoting dumb movies. But in any case, I think no matter who you are, you can feel like an imposter, and like you're not made of the stuff that the great people are made of. But you have to remind yourself of your successes and of your little victories and of, you know, the things that you have been able to achieve in order to kind of overcome that, because it will cripple you. And unfortunately, you know, every high functioning, you know, creative, and every, you know, everybody who endeavors to make something, you know, can fall into that trap. So remind yourself, you know, you belong.